allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I think we have a vice chaplain, so. Judy, you want to use? You look like you wanted to say something.
Do a moment of silence.
I don't know the words to that, so, but I would just like to say this meeting should proceed in peace.
Amen. Thank you. All right, good morning. I'd like to call this morning's Kendall County Board meeting for July 16th at 9 a.m. to order. Roll call, please.
Ms. Hussett?
Present.
Ms. Flowers?
Present.
Mr. Gangler?
Thank you. Present.
Mr. Giles?
I'll not be here.
Ms. Gilmore?
Here.
Mr. Grader?
Here.
Ms. Hendricks?
Here.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
He will not be here.
Ms. Vickers?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. With a quorum being present, may I have a motion to approve the agenda as written?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Flowers, seconded by Hendricks. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Is there any public comment? Your show, there is no one. Consent agenda. All right, Scott, do we need a motion to approve this?
Yeah, motion and a second, and you have to do a roll call because the claims are present.
So moved.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Gangler to approve the consent agenda, which includes the approval of county board minutes from June 4th, 2019 and June 18th, 2019, standing committee minutes approval of claims in an amount not to exceed $546,063.33, and health department claims in an amount not to exceed $40,860.76, and the approval of engineering services agreement between Kendall County and Hutchinson Engineering for intersection improvements at Route 52 and Ridge Road at a cost not to exceed $180,000, said fund to be taken from the transportation sales tax fund.
So
need a roll call. All in favor signify
by
saying aye.
You have to roll call because of the
money.
The money.
Roll call.
Ms. Hussett?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Thank you. All ayes. Old business? New business? Elected officials? Sheriff?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. In your report, or in your packet, is my six-month annual report. Looking at it, it's really, I really don't see any big changes from the past 3, 4, 5 years, with the exception of the total invoiced for the corrections division. That's way up. And both budgets are on track to come in under budget. However, some of our expenditures are later on in the year, and the last week and a half has been extremely busy for us with some events that have occurred up in the Oswego Township area. So I don't know that I'll have to come in for a budget adjustment, but I just want to let you know we'll continue to track it and probably have a little better idea around the end of September. So, but it's been a busy last week. Did case up in Boulder Hill, worked out very well. Had a deputy up there, just right spot at the right time, so it worked out on that. Is there any questions about my report?
Any questions for the sheriff? Thank you.
I got one other item. There was a question asked earlier. The AC unit is in the jail is about 95% done. I think some of the offices still need to have some thermostat work done to it as part of the complete system, but this year it worked out really well. If we would have had this earlier in the year, it probably would have been a little more expensive, maybe bringing in some industrial fans or something in order to maintain the temperature in there, at least make it bearable. But it worked out well for us. So, but other than that, I want to thank Jim and his staff for organizing that. It really did not interrupt the day-to-day operations of the jail, barely at all. So it minimizes the cost to us as well. So,
great.
Thank you.
Thank you. County clerk and recorder.
My revenue report is in the packet, and the recorder's office has started to do some e-recording. We are working with one company right now. We are looking at adding another company for individuals and other entities to begin e-recording. Done with the recorder's office. That eliminates a lot of paper, obviously. makes the process go a little bit faster because we're not waiting for mail to come, mail to go back out. I've also added some forms on the website for the recorders. We've got warranty deed, quitclaim deed, some PTEX forms that individuals can go to for easier access rather than going to the office supply store. So keeping busy.
All right. Questions for Debbie? Thank you. Treasurer? Jill or proxy? No? Any questions on revenue items? State's attorney? I'm sorry, clerk of the court? No. State's attorney?
No report.
Coroner?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
My report should be in your packet. Over the month of June, we had 25 total deaths. 22 of those were natural. We had one accidental death and two suicidal deaths. Unfortunately, we've had 5 suicides in the last month just in Kendall County, so it's been kind of an increase right now, which has been kind of sad for us. On June 5th, I facilitated the Lights of Hope support group for families and friends who've been impacted by an overdose death. On June 5th, Chief Deputy Coroner Gotti also attended the Mental Health First Aid Program. I co-facilitated the opioid study group at the Kendall County Health Department, which I'm kind of told by HIDA that some other counties are kind of trying to model what we're doing here in this county because it's been so successful for us. So that's a positive thing. The coroner's office, we participated in the pre-exercise for the Dresden drill, which is coming up, I believe it's on July 30th. The big area, Dresden Drill. And we provided a morgue tour for the Criminal Justice Youth Academy that the Sheriff's Office has now. It's been seemingly a very successful program. The kids seem like they're really, really great. And that's kind of it.
Great. Any questions for the coroner? Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Health Department.
Two things that I'd like to mention this morning. This month we hosted a community dialogue on suicide because the rates, I think we've talked about that this year before, the rates are up nationwide. They've been up, going up gradually since the year 2000. Like the opioid crisis, the suicide crisis, which really is a crisis, is something that everybody can have an impact on by just paying attention to people that they know and referring them to help. So I just wanted to mention that. It was an honor to talk with community members about that. Also, at the end of this month, on the 31st, Congresswoman Lauren Underwood is going to be coming to the Health Department. She's going to be hosting a mental health town hall. So would love to see all of you there if that's something that interests you. And I'll send that to you, Chairman Grider.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate that. Supervisor assessment, Andy.
Good morning.
Morning.
Sent out both disabled vet and disabled persons renewal forms this past week. So I've got 905 of those total that went out between the two disabled type exemptions. And we're just keeping busy upstairs with entering the sales information into the state's database for them. So once, now that Debbie is getting on with the electronic filing, that will eventually alleviate that from us. So thank you for getting that going. So, because it's been a pain. So.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, we do have a need to go into executive session. We have a motion to go into executive session for the purpose of?
Number 11, litigation when in action against affecting or on behalf of the particular public body's been filed as pending before a court or administrative tribunal.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Flowers. Roll call, please.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sessage?
Yes.
All eyes. Thank you. Mm.
know who my dad is.
All right, we are back in regular session at approximately 9:26 a.m. Planning, Building, and Zoning. Standing Committee reports, Planning, Building, and Zoning. Mr. Kellogg?
Make a motion to approve petition 19-11, request from Mark Caldwell on behalf of Dixon Valley Ministries for a major amendment to special use permit granted by ordinance 2014-05, permitting a youth camp and retreat center at 8250 Finney Road, pins as follows, in Fox Township by amending the approved site plan.
Motion by Kellogg, seconded by Gengler. Any discussion?
What's happening with this?
Matt, if you want, I can cover a little bit if you want to come up, Matt. But this is a, they had a special use permit, and this is.
See, I thought this came here a couple years ago.
Yeah, so this is defining a lot more of the buildings and what's happening on the site plan, partially for their benefit as they do fundraising and things, but also for ours. So now we have a definite scope of what's happening. And the only issue we talked about was Fox Township and their crossing and getting across to their other parcel on the other side of the road. They seem to be working well together on that, and the committee was 5-0 to, or 4-0, was everybody here? It was unanimous to send it forward as approval.
So no real major changes, or?
No, just the site plan is a lot more specific with
right.
other projects.
So no other restrictions, or?
The restrictions are listed on page 36 of the packet.
Were there any updated, though, from the previous, is what she's asking?
The Finney Road crossing to address Fox Township's concerns. They can't do anything over or under Finney Road without Fox Township's approval, but they can cross the road at any time.
Anything else you want to add, Matt?
No.
Any other questions? Roll call.
Mr. Gengler?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sussage?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
All ayes. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
Law, Justice, and Legislation. I'm going to go to Ms. Hendricks, I guess, since the chair and vice chair of that committee are both gone.
I have nothing.
All right. Scott, I know that they're supposed to be talking about a few of the new statutes that.
So at the last meeting, the main focus was on mental health court and the possibilities of that. We talked a little bit about what Kane does, and the judge was there, and they're moving forward with their grant. I helped get access to the grants, the grants.gov system for the courts. So they're working through the grant right now, and that's where that's at. We had a good discussion mostly focusing on that, and we'll be moving into the marijuana legislation as more information comes out in the coming weeks.
Thank you. Highway, may have a motion to approve an intergovernmental agreement between Kendall County and the City of Yorkville relating to the asphalt resurfacing of Mill Road.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Sussage, seconded by Flowers. And I think this is a good opportunity for us to work together with the City of Yorkville. I was hoping for Fran to come here to talk about it a little bit. I think, Scott, have you looked at this, or Matt?
As far as what we're doing?
I think it's from Kennedy Road to the track.
Yes, we go village line there.
Like basically the
tracks. East of the tracks, just east of the tracks, about 10th of a mile. They're also, we're doing the study about the intersection improvements for this whole area of Mill, Kennedy, and Galena. We don't have the results back from that study, but in the meantime, getting this repaved. Our cost in this agreement is internally with engineering design by Fran, so we don't have external costs.
And this is there are two roads that I get frequent complaints about, and mm-hmm. this is one that over the last 5 or 6 years I've received it more than any other in the county. There's 5 or 6,000 cars a day that travel us as well, which is pretty significant. If anybody has driven out there, you know how bad it is. So what this project will do is place about 1.5 inches of hot mix asphalt, aggregate shoulders, and then pavement markings. The road itself is not in great shape, so it's expected that this will last 1 to 3 years or somewhere in there, the fix. it's not intended to be the long-term fix, but it's intended to at least get us, you know, over the hump short-term and to really make a difference on this roadway. And as that study should be wrapping up, I think, in the next couple weeks.
And to follow up, Yorkville had plans to turn Mill Road, and it would tee into Kennedy Road right where the ballpark is there. And the new administration in Yorkville kind of said, no, maybe we need to step back and look at the whole intersection area there with the county. So that's kind of how this happened. A lot of people aren't excited about a major road dead-ending into a ballpark right there. So there'll be more coming forward from the highway department.
Yeah. Yeah. Ms. Gilmore.
What was the cost of the county on this?
It's going to be zero, ultimately. The city is going to reimburse Kendall County for 100% of the total construction costs. And that's in section 4 of the agreement. You're welcome. Other questions? Roll call.
Ms. Gilmore.
Yes.
Mr. Greider.
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks.
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg.
Yes.
Ms. Vickers.
Yes.
Ms. Sesich.
Yes.
Ms. Flowers.
Aye.
Mr. Gangler.
Yes.
All ayes, thank you. And the city of Yorkville is going to be voting on this, I think, next Tuesday is their next meeting. As well. Facilities management, Mr. Kellogg.
I make a motion to approve courthouse elevator control modernization with Advanced Elevator Company in the amount of $48,280.00. And
second.
You've got a briefing.
Motion by Kellogg, seconded by Sesich.
You got a briefing from Jim on this one. Any questions, or I'll direct those to Jim on this one.
Ms. Hedrick.
I don't doubt that this work needs to be done, but this and the next project are considerably more than what was budgeted, and I just think we should all know why, so that it's on the record as to why it's coming in higher than
I think it's
budget.
Lower than budget. It's it
is
was
it,
it was budgeted for $60,000 and it came in at $48,000.
Never mind, good job. I read it backwards, sorry.
I did the same thing when I first looked at it, but
right.
Yeah. Is that right, Jim?
Yeah, that's correct. I did have one mistake on there. I did the deconstruction one first, so it's actually with Advanced Elevator as the motion was stated.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, I see what you said. Okay. Questions? Roll call.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
All ayes. Thank you.
I can make a motion to approve parking lot pavement projects with deconstruction in the amount of $45,934.10.
Second.
Motion by Kellogg, seconded by Sesich.
We have another briefing on that. Came in, budget was just shy of $65,000, so came in under that. And this is Courthouse Health and Human Service Facilities and Squad Car Parking Lot Drive. I'm gonna read this the right way. This is the road, the Sheriff's Squad Parking Lot and Drive between the Courthouse and Health and Human Service Facilities. Except for facilities is spelled wrong.
Did it quickly this morning.
Oh, man.
That's one of the projects we've been putting off for a while, right?
Yeah.
So I'm glad it's getting done.
I don't think so, but
it's part of the 5-year plan that I've had since 2013, and it came up that this one was due for, you know, during that time period.
Yes. And we do need to do it, because noted that the other day. You don't notice it so much when the plants aren't growing, but now that the weeds are growing out of the parking lot, you're like, oh, yeah, it looks like an abandoned Kmart parking lot, so we need to do it again. It does.
With that, I have a roll call, please.
Ms. Hendricks.
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg.
Yes.
Ms. Vickers.
Yes.
Ms. Sesich.
Yes.
Ms. Flowers.
Aye.
Mr. Gangler.
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes. All ayes. Thank you.
Okay. Make a motion to approve an initial 2-year lease commencing August 1st, 2019 and terminating on the last day of July 2021 with two successive one-year option periods with Kendall County Housing Authority in the amount of $400 per month for office number 130 in the Health and Human Service Facility at 811 West John Street, Brookfield, Illinois, 60560.
Second.
Motion by Kellogg, seconded by Hendricks. Any other discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sussage?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
All ayes. Thank you. Finance Committee?
Make a motion to approve the fiscal year 20 capital plan process and capital request form.
Second.
Motion by Kellogg, seconded by Hendricks. Discussion? Roll call.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sussage?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
All ayes.
Make a motion to approve the fiscal year 20 budget process timeline.
Second.
Motion by Kellogg, seconded by Sussage. Discussion? Roll call.
Ms. Sussage?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
All ayes. Thank you. Special committee reports, historic preservation. Liz?
I was not at the meeting last night.
Matt still here?
Has left, so.
Okay. Are you expecting anything?
I did get nominated for secretary, so.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's what happens when you don't, when you're not there. All right. KenCom Executive Board. Scott, do you have anything? Or even Sheriff? Anything on KenCom? Matthew is our usual duty.
I don't think they met.
Judy? Okay.
I'm just waiting on updated IGAs for technology services. They're in legal review with KenCom. So they were at committee, at admin committee quite a while ago, but just waiting to get that back so we can move forward. Updating.
Okay. Thank you. Other business? Chairman's report. I've got a couple things I would like to. Well, first, can I have a motion to approve Chris Mahochko, Workforce Development Board, 2-year term expiring September 30th, 2021, and Randy Moore, Zoning Board of Appeals, reappointment, 5-year term expiring July 2024?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Sussage. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Let's see. First, I received a letter. Member Prochaska had reached out to Illinois Tollway Authority about the Prairie Parkway project, and it says the Tollway Board of Directors' current priority is to focus on delivery and implementation of a project identified in their 15-year, $14 billion Move Illinois capital program. As they contemplate future projects for a potential new capital program, the Board of Directors will take your request into consideration. So right now it is not something they are looking at, but he inquired, and so I wanted to pass it on to the board.
So is that a polite get lost?
I think so.
Yeah.
not at this time. We got a thank you from Kendall County Juvenile Justice Council. This one is about a month old. But nonetheless, I just wanted to mention it. On behalf of Kendall County Juvenile Justice Council, they'd like to thank us for a generous donation and sponsorship for the fifth 5K or Sky 5K fundraiser. They had 335 registered participants and over 20 volunteers for this year's walk. And this is their most successful ever, it says, and they just gave two $500 scholarships to the Kendall County youth. And they gave out over almost $3,000 to youth organizations as well. And that was actually from our state's attorney, Eric Weiss. So I wanted to pass that along as well. I mentioned this before, and I wanted to mention again briefly because I started, we got a couple of calls, comments yesterday. Once it happened, once again, Department of Corrections has released Carl Reinman from prison, and I want to remember Catherine Ricati, John Wilson, George Pashad, Dave Gardner, and Robert Loftus, who lost their lives when he murdered them at the Pine Village, 30 some years ago, or however long ago it was. A lot of people seem to kind of take it, he's elderly now, and it's kind of you know, looking at it as though, you know, this is a gentleman of some kind, and he's not. He's a murderer that, you know, really tore at the fabric of this community many years ago, and this, once again, has reopened wounds for family members, and so I'm sorry to them, and I'm sorry for the state kind of giving this runaround. They still haven't notified him where he's going to be. They didn't notify him that he was being released. It just kind of came out of nowhere. So, you know, shame on them for doing that. And I just wanted to bring that up again and, you know, not forget what he did, you know, all those years ago. So with that, is there any public comment?
Mr. Chairman, can you give us a little update on what's happening with our bridge?
The
meant to bring that up.
Yeah, so I don't have anything more than from the last highway meeting, which was the they'd started kind of the water was going down, and so there is some activity down there now, but that was the last that I've had.
Well, I think Fran was saying that they were going out there with the chainsaw to try to remove some of those limbs and brush down at the end, and our guys actually went into the water. So just to give you guys an idea of how unsafe it still is, that even though the water is receding, that it's still rushing through there fast, and they have to make sure that it's safe before we can go in and start working on that bridge. I know everybody's anxious to get it done, but it should be about safety first.
Well, and that was the second road I was referring to with when I was talking about Mill earlier.
Yeah.
As well. So we will keep pressing on that for sure. Questions from the press?
No questions.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Flowers. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. Wow, that was record timing.
For you.